If you're using SleepyCat, we have DBXML, but you're starting to wonder, well, how many of these things can you have? Well, it turns out that you can have a lot of them. And let me just, let's see. We'll get to them in a second. Because we're going to let you add your own. It's an extensible scheme. But now for the adapters, we added this one extra special kind of scheme. And the way it works is you say adapter, and then the name of the adapters, and then a question mark, and then you put any of the other URLs after that. So anything you could reach with the URL before, you still reach with the URL, but what happens is we strip off the URL, fetch it, and then we run it through the adapter and then return it to you. So we've got this little filter. So if you're using it to retrieve a resource from the web, for example, you could say adapter colon HTML, which is one of ours, which does HTML to XHTML, which is a variant of XML, question mark, now your web page. Well, what happens is you fetch that web page, which is an XHTML, and it comes back, we run it through Tidy, which is our HTML to XHTML process, and what you have now is scrapable XML, which you can use for integration purposes. And the neat part about it is adapters are bidirectional. So we can build one of these things, and we can write out HTML and or XHTML and have it turn back into HTML. Or more interestingly, we can write our XML and have it persist as EDI. So if you don't want to worry about the syntax, the syntactical differences of X12 or EDIFACT, and you don't want to have to worry about putting in your release indicators and all that stuff and escaping characters, we've done it for you. And we have two different types of adapter syntax. Syntaxes? Is it syntaxi? Syntai? Syntaxes? Two ways to use the syntax. The first one is if we've built one of these converters, you just put the name of the converter .conv in there. And the other is we have built-in adapters. For example, comma separated value is so common, we just built one in. And EDIFACT is so ugly that we've built one in. I think the jar file for EDIFACT is it's like 6 megabytes, and that's zip, you know, compressed. That's just the dictionary stuff. And we also have this other little bit here, so you can set certain options right in the URL. Now, the convert to XML that you saw has two parts. The first part is the user interface, which we played with. And the second part underneath is a runtime engine. And I mentioned earlier that's a streaming engine. It's for high performance and for very low footprint. But that is the engine there that we use for doing the convert to XML is really just one more type of plug-in adapter. And it would not, and of course, it would not have been complete if we just shipped our adapters and not gave you the way to write your own. So we have an API that lets you plug in your own adapters to the adapter file system. And this is kind of a way that the architecture looks. And I've glossed over some of the details here, but here's Stylus Studio, this big box here. Stylus Studio understands file URLs. We can go fetch those files, and HTTP and the HTTPS for web dev, whatever. The DB1 for sleepy the relational database sources we do. Then we have this thing called the custom file system driver. And if you were to invent some new type of file system, for example, you were a company called XYZ. I was just about to say the name of one that we're doing right now but hasn't been announced, or them. SleepyCat, for example, they have a DBXML, and they have an XQuery engine on top of it. And we are very pleased to work with them because we actually built the XQuery engine that we use internally, and we shared it with them as part of a technology sharing agreement. And it's great because we built it for debugging, but they don't care about debugging. They care about performance. So it's been a really good synergy between the two groups. But we wanted to build a file system so we could reach into the SleepyCat DBXML store and deal with the files natively. And, well, we just wrote it. It's a piece of Java code, and it just plugs right in. We give you one called Java, which is really just a wrapper around the file system, and we ship the source code so you can see what it looks like. And so you can go and tweak it if you want to write your own. But the adapter file system actually sits as it's just another custom file system. We've hooked it in already, and it itself is just a plugin, and it in turn allows you to build other plugins. So you can see that we have one for progress.d files, we have one for dbase, we have one for comma separated values, we have one for that's the convert to XML one, which internally we call flat, because it was originally called the flat file mapper, but our marketing guy says nobody wants that. They want convert to XML. They don't want flat. But if you have your own file format that's really weird and you need to get it in there. For example, we had a request from someone. They said, we get these records from some instrumentation and they're 80 bits long. Not 80 bytes, 80-bit records. And each one contains C data types, but they're not necessarily byte aligned. So you may get a float or a double that's at offset 5 bits from one end of the thing. And we need to be able to turn that into XML. Well, I'm sorry, but there aren't very many tools that do that off the shelf. But it's like, what, 30 lines of Java will do it? And so we just wrote one, and they just plug it in, and now they have their little custom adapter. And even the EDI adapter is just built as one of those, except it's the size of Alaska. So that's basically what it looks like. We catch the native file coming in, if it's not XML, on the fly, turn it into XML, do whatever we need to do with it, and if it's on the way out, if it's not XML, we just do the reverse process. On the fly, turn it back into whatever it's supposed to be, and persist it back in the original location. So let's start taking our pieces and put them together. So if we combine the idea that adapters take non-XML and convert it to XML, or vice versa, and we add to that the idea that any of these adapters let us reach any resource that is URL addressable, which is basically any resource on the network, especially because we allow you to add your own file system types to reach things that may not be addressable through a web server or through a file system natively, with the idea that both XQuery and XSLT work on URL addressable XML, we have an integration tool. Like my math. So a little non-Euclidean marketing here. So let's go and we'll do something. We're going to take our two pieces before, and we're going to build some XSLT that takes EDI and turns it into comma-separated value. Okay? Oh, it says I have to do a demonstration. All right, so, whoops, I can't do that yet. Okay, so let's say file new. We're going to use the XSLT mapper. You know, I should get rid of this window. Now, this is one of the really cool things about Stylus Studio's mappers. We do mappers for XSLT, XQuery, and XML schema. And instead of having one window, which is your visual view, and another window, which is the source view, and maybe you draw it in your window view, and then you generate the XSLT from it, our editors are actually live. So you can change, and I'll show you this, you can change the source code and watch the map update, or change the map and watch the source code update. So let's go and we'll add the two that we did before. Let's see here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick, let's see, where's that CSV that we did? The comma separated value file, convert to XML using adapter, open. And now I'm going to pick the adapter that we built, which was CSV1. Actually, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to do the EDI one as my source, don't I? That would be better. So let's see, where's my EDI one? So here's my funny looking URL. Okay, adapter:edi1.conf? And then the file URL itself. Okay, well, there is my source.